This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months to go, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change. For America, 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Well, what do you know? It's Saturday night, and here we are all over again, trying to do the best we can through sun, rain, shine, sleet, snow, storm, what have you, to tell you that tomorrow night the NFL is back on television, baby. Yes! Hallelujah and praise God. That's why we... Yes, yes, yes. I live... Stephen, how many months has it been since February? I can't do the math in my head. I have Stevie B math syndrome. But anyway, it's been way too long. So here we are tomorrow night. And look, folks, those of you in Biz TV country... Got the Dallas Cowboy jersey because they play the Giants on national TV tomorrow night. And those of you in New York, I apologize. I apologize fully and wholeheartedly in advance. Anyway, welcome to Saturday. I'm Kevin McCullough. That voice right there is Stephen Baldwin. You heard him laughing there.
Sure did.
And believe it or not, come rain or sleet, snow, weddings... evidently a James Bond movie premiere or something. Why did I just get a picture of Steven on my phone dressed like 007?
Because you said...
I said take a selfie because you're in a bunker tonight. We can't tell where people... You're in a top secret location.
I'm doing the program remotely. And
yes,
you said... Take a picture of yourself and send it over so that there it is.
Right. And you said you weren't feeling pretty. And then I get Daniel Craig from what's the new movie that's coming out?
Well, we have good days and we have bad days.
And you're not even wearing the Harry Potter sunglasses. I was disappointed.
I'm a little perplexed about something else.
Okay.
Do you really think that you, Kevin McCullough, the guy who... does what he does during the week. There's the you that's you when you're you and you're you. And then there's the you that comes on Saturday night and we get to really just open a barrel of monkeys here as best we can. But do you really, like, have you convinced yourself that, like, the people that are with you when it's just you, and then those same people that come here, do you think they don't know that it's the same person?
Well, here's the secret to that question, because when our flagship station here in New York gave me the nighttime show from 10 to midnight now, I get to be this way six nights a week.
Here's the secret that is the answer to...
Six nights a week I get to do this now.
Because you say, like, you're a very intelligent fella.
Well, thank you.
But then when you open the show with this Neanderthal pygmy...
Yeah, the NFL's back. Stop talking about Trump like that. That's not nice. You shouldn't say something like that.
Oh, ouch. Careful. Yeah.
No, you shouldn't do that. In fact, what was I just reading? You were texting the team before the show started tonight. This is actually mind-bogglingly good radio, and that's not even a word. But let's see. We're trying to make a connection.
It may not be good radio, but it sure is Baldwin McCullough.
That's true. We're trying to make a connection with Stephen because the underground bunker had never been tested for broadcast
acumen. This is a new configuration that we're doing tonight. The first time he's reported from this location. And he says, and so he goes, I'm going to be ready to test in 10 minutes. And then, of course, 30 minutes went by, and we were not yet tested. And so I said to him, Stephen, what's the name for the connection so that we can have it? And then another 10 minutes goes by, and I said, hello, Mildred, we're waiting. And he sends the name of the connection, and then he says, McDouche, because that's me. And then I said, that's Dr. McDouche to you. And then I said, what I wanted to say was, it's nice to see that you're taking the Donald's approach to business now. Because evidently, if you get on somebody's nerve, you can just say, like, they have an ugly face and they shouldn't be in the White House. Or you can insult a woman for her monthly whatever. Or you can call them a loser or a McDouche in this particular instance. I'm thinking Stevie B is going to be in the cabinet. I'm thinking you're going to be the Secretary of Energy Drinks or something in the Trump administration.
Wouldn't it be fun to write a couple speeches for him, buddy? Wouldn't that be fun?
Here's the thing. I think the speechwriters for Trump are just going to have 8 years of vacation, because I don't think he reads anything. I think, and I have to say, by the way, he's becoming very disciplined in what he's talking about from his podium day in and day out. I'm amazed, actually, at how quickly he has become so much more zoned in, as though he had been doing this for a while. But it is really amazing to see how he's starting to. I mean, the Carly Fiorina this week comment aside, he's refrained from the name calling a lot more, and he's been leaning more towards the, you know, let me tell you what I'm going to do and how the world's going to change once I take over, because I'm terrific and you're a loser if you disagree.
Did you see him on Jimmy Fallon last night?
I did. In fact, well, do we have a little sample of that? Maybe we just play just a couple minutes of this. But it was the mirror interview. Roll a little bit of that if we got it, Nick. Does he have it? Here we go. This is just a little bit from Jimmy Fallon last night.
I'm about to go out for my interview with Jimmy Fallon.
Of course, that's Jimmy
I'll
Fallon.
I'll call you back after I comb my hair.
And he's in a room, for those of you on radio, with pictures that are just Donald Trump in a red tie on the wall.
I look fantastic.
And then through the mirror, you see the real Donald J. Trump on the other side.
No, we look fantastic, and I mean really fantastic.
All right, we've got a big interview with Jimmy Fallon coming up. But let's be honest, Fallon's a lightweight. No way he deserves to interview me. The only one qualified to interview me is me.
All right, so we can play some more of that later. But, so he put in. And you know what, Stephen? I thought he did a fantastic job. He actually brought up some policy stuff in the sketch that I thought actually worked for him.
And you just see, he's already affecting you, Kevin. You just said, I think he did fantastic, which is a big Trump word, Kevin. See?
It was terrific. See? It was terrific. And if I disagreed, I'd be a loser, because it was huge.
No, but he always says, like, you know, just about whatever. Like, you know, hey, did you see, Donald? It stopped raining. Oh, and I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I actually think he could help himself by taking two words out of his vocabulary. The fantastic is one of them, and loser is the other one. And if he could find other ways to express those things that he thinks are really good in a really positive way.
Why would he have to take loser out? He's not allowed to say loser?
You know, it's just, I think it's a little whiskey tango. And I think if you want to be the leader of the free world, you find more creative, more intellectual ways to do that.
Right. So like, what you're saying is, like, in a couple of years, whatever, hypothetically, he's at the Olympics and an American wins the gold, he shouldn't turn to the other countries and go, ha ha ha, loser. Like, yeah, that wouldn't be good.
That would probably not work well for him.
Okay, all right. All right.
International diplomacy might fall. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, he's actually gotten Europe to undo the Iran deal at that point, and then somebody says one thing he doesn't like, and it all comes unhinged because he said loser.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to get some clarification
just free advice, and, you know, put rub that with two nickels and you can't buy a cup of coffee. But it's, you know, that's what I would, if I was advising him, I would say be a little bit less, a very high on yourself. Tout your accomplishments. Do that stuff. People want to know that you were successful for a reason. Give them a little bit of inspiration to make them think that they could accomplish the same type of thing.
And sure.
Then stop calling people, you know, donkey face and bimbo and whatever else he's been saying, particularly to women. Although I was on Fox this week. I can't, Stephen, for the life of me, figure this out. Donald Trump, honest to the God who made everything that you see, he cannot do any worse by way, like he insults Megyn Kelly, calls her the bimbo, says she's bleeding out of her whatever, talks to Carly Fiorina, says who wants that face in the White House. And his numbers with women just go up and up and up and up and up and up.
It's a like, new record.
You know what it is? It's like the girlfriend that keeps
it's
going
31.
Back. Yeah, he's above 30% in most polls now. But it's the girlfriend that keeps going back to the boyfriend that just beats her to death. Like, I don't understand it. They keep coming back for more. And he still does it, and they love him even more because he did it. And I can't figure it out. Anybody else, they'd be, like, you know, banned from the universe for it.
All right, can I just shift gears here for a
second? Of course.
So this is the Baldwin and McCullough radio program, and our number is 888-340, what is it, 3373?
Yeah, and hold that thought because we're coming back from this first break. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
My name's Clyde, 39, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
All right, it's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York. Glad you're with us. And we are observing this on 9-12. It's the day after 9-11, 14 years after the event that took place. And, in fact, Stephen Baldwin, this was bothering him, and that's the topic he's picked out we're going to discuss. But a lot of other things have been going on in the news. We of course, 2016 is underway, and there's all kinds of election stuff that we could talk about. There's also this weird story that a football player got suspended from, I think it was his high school football team, for basically wearing Confederate flag paraphernalia, and they suspended him from the team. And I'm wondering if they have even the right to do that. I don't know. But it would be an interesting thing to discuss. But we're so glad to have Stephen Baldwin from his undisclosed bunker tonight. And there he is. If you're on Biz TV, there he is from his secret bunker looking like James Bond. Now, supposedly that was snapped seconds before we went on the air. Nobody in this building believes that, but that is the story that he's sticking with nonetheless.
Yeah.
Because the words to us were, what if I don't feel like I'm pretty enough to take a picture tonight? And then suddenly you got this red carpet photo that popped up. So I don't know anything about that. We're just going to let that, as they say on the internets now, I'm just going to leave that right there. That's the new hot phrase. I'm just going to leave that right there. So, Stephen, before we went to the break, you wanted to bring up another subject of some sort. You were shifting gears.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I saw a shiny object, so let's just move on.
888-340-3373 is our phone number, 888-340-3373. Tonight could be an official Make Fun of New York night, too, because they are on our flagship station, they are airing soccer. The New York Yankee soccer team, to be exact, the New York City Football Club, or something along those lines. Anyway, but if you're in New York, you can still watch us on Biz TV. So there's the backup outlet there, and we welcome your calls, stem to stern. Most of the country doesn't have a chance to get in most weeks because New York hogs the phone lines. So we are definitely going to welcome you from all parts of the U.S. tonight, in all 66 cities that the television signal goes to, and in all the cities that the radio show gets to as well. And those of you listening online, 888-340-3373. Okay, Stephen, we've talked about 9/11. I think all 7 years that you and I have done this show together, but
sure.
That came down yesterday. I had a kind of surreal experience. I now commute to Lower Manhattan, Broadway and Wall Street every day, and now that the World Trade is open, particularly between the PATH station and 111 Broadway, where this show emanates from, there's this experience that I go through now where I actually pass those pools literally every single day. And on Friday, yesterday, you know, the crush of people was as big as I've ever seen it. There were as many people there, and they had it blocked off till 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. And obviously, there are some people that have not forgotten about what happened 14 years ago. But there was story after story in the media yesterday about people not really remembering what was going on. And then you ran across something. What was the story you ran across earlier today?
Well, I just, you know, for me, as I've shared with just about the whole wide world on the internet, et cetera, 9/11 was a huge event that was impacting on me personally, led to my, you know, conversion as a Christian.
Right.
And now it's 14 years later, and it just felt and seemed as if there was more of a lack of focus. Can I say it like that?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
And you know, I kind of did my own personal thing about that, and I'm somebody who, like you, Kevin, you know, our respect for the cops, the firemen, the military, you know, all that kind of thing. You know, we're kind of thinking that stuff almost every day anyway. But I came across this article that talked about the number of newspapers nationally that did and or did not use their front page space to mention 9/11 yesterday. And it just, it just...
Well, what was the outcome? Are they saying that it's the numbers of papers that did it are down?
Yeah, well, they were just making the observation, and in the headline of that article it says, 9/11 anniversary, is it disappearing from front pages? And then it goes on just to talk about the number that did and or did not say or do something about mentioning, honoring, memorializing, whatever it is, and it lists the big cities that did mention it and the big cities that didn't. And it's fascinating to me because New York Times was one of the front page newspapers that did not mention 9/11 on 9/11.
Wait a second. Hold on a second. Arguably the most important newspaper in America, and certainly their editorial board would think that, but so would, you know, NPR and all the liberal left and many people in Washington, D.C., and many intellectuals in college campuses across the country. The New York Times made no reference of 9/11 on yesterday's front page?
According to this article, yes.
That is mind-boggling.
Yeah, and then it lists the others additionally as well, which is the Los Angeles Times, New York Post, the Denver Post, Chicago Tribune. So it just, again, I've explained to you before, I use this same kind of silly criteria when it comes to surfing around for topics and discussions and, you know, things for the show. And it just, when I read that, is 9/11 disappearing from, it just was that itch I wanted to scratch and share with our listeners tonight. And just, is 9/11 and the thing that, in fact, is the very catalyst, pretty much, I think that's safe to say, for all that we're experiencing now with ISIS and refugees.
Absolutely, and yeah.
Yeah. What's happening? Is it disappearing? Are we becoming, let's call it, complacent about the history in that regard? And if so, why?
Well, it's interesting that you say all that, because we didn't have a chance to talk about it before the show. But yesterday, as I was kind of going through, and our family kind of has our own routine on 9/11. It's not really a holiday, but we kind of have respect and reverence for it in a lot of ways. Similar to a holiday, and we go out of our way to thank first responders and so forth. But as I was surfing social media yesterday, my good friend Mary Walter, a talented talk show host, had on her page on Facebook, never forget, you know, ? Have we? And there's a number of stories that actually came to my attention yesterday that seem to be indicating that 9/11 is slipping in the public psyche and in the educational arena. Like, there are colleges and high schools and people that are not teaching it or anything about
it.
But when we continue on, friends, we'd like to know from you, is this your perception? And if so, what does it mean? If we forget about 9/11, what can we expect from that? Stay with us. He's Baldwin, I'm McCullough.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
you'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes off.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373.
That's it. That is
Baldwin
the number.
McCullough Live. Yeah, yeah.
That's the number.
Yeah. I think I got it.
You do. And you probably did that from memory. I mean, I'm truly impressed.
You know, I knew it the first time. I was just being silly.
Well, you've only shot like 400 films in the last year, so you've got so many garbled scripts running around in your head. The fact that you remember the phone number to your radio show is actually fairly impressive.
I just love the expression that comes over your face when I go 888-340. What is it, Kev?
There's a long pause.
I go. What is it, Kev?
3373.
There's this kind of bead of sweat that bursts, comes like bursting through one of your eyebrows. It's just precious.
Well, it's actually a glandular problem, Stephen, but thanks for noticing it. I was seeing a therapist and getting regular treatment for it, but evidently it's...
Jackie knows what I'm talking about.
So, anyway... So we're being jocular. I apologize for that if it's offensive to you. But 9/11 was yesterday, and Stephen and I both noticed in our own just kind of walking through life that it seems to be something that's escaping us, that is kind of drifting away from the consciousness of the culture. And as I mentioned, Stephen, I was on social media a good deal yesterday. I ran across a little video that had been put together by the folks at the Young Americas Foundation. This is a think tank in Washington, D.C., but they work primarily on the college campus. And they went and they interviewed a whole bunch of incoming freshmen that had just arrived on the campus. And they asked them, basically, do you have any idea what caused 9/11? Take a listen to what some of the respondents said. Again, this year's... No, wrong video. That's the... That's the video of that's the 9/11 tribute that we did. They were going to work on the Young Americas Foundation, the survey that they did of the college students. So be looking for that, Nick, and let me know when you got it. Anyway, it was one of these. It was one, and that's on the air. Just so you. Oh, there we go.
We attacked on 9/11.
It's a good question. I should know more, but I don't.
Why did they attack us on 9/11?
If I'm being perfectly honest, I'm not 100% sure. Probably Bush did something bad.
I'm not quite sure, to be honest.
They were mad at us for something. I don't know.
I'm not really sure.
I have no idea why that day in particular, actually.
I err towards our interventionist foreign policy.
Just to destroy, like, the economy and stuff like that.
Either it was an issue... over money or oil.
He put us into war over there over money and gas, and it just didn't turn out right. I hear a lot about it being religious, but I think that that's covering up economics. They weren't happy with us, I mean with the U.S. being in their area.
Oh, it was the U.S. was in their area.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you think we should teach more about 9/11 in the classroom?
Absolutely.
I believe so.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
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 All right, so the average age of those people, by the way, Stephen, when 9/11 took place, were, I think, 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So these are kids just coming into college, 18, 19 years of age, and you can hear from their own responses, clueless as to what caused that day, why the jihadists attacked us. And these are the people that are going to be, you know, running the world here in 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 years at the outside latest. We're in trouble if that's the general amount of consensus and knowledge that people have about what created that day.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think it could be interpreted as being fair to say that there are those who lived through it who, you know, are some people may be just thinking, it's one of these things that, like, you know, it's kind of hard to think about and, you know, therefore, like, you know, tough to talk about and blah, blah, blah. But in the annals of history, I think it's an accurate statistic that more than any war that the United States has ever participated in, 9/11 was the day where the highest number of casualties occurred in an active war in a single day.
I'm pretty sure
that's the highest number of American lives.
Because it topped Pearl Harbor, so yes.
So, I mean, just right there, from that statistic alone, that is, on a common sense level, reason enough for... the educational system to
We should teach it more for sure. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with a Sacro Wedgie.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
When you call. All right, a somewhat rainy and cloudy New York City. If you're watching on Biz Television, we're grateful that you're with us. Our phone number is 888-340-3373. It's 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And the question is very simple. Is America forgetting what they promised never to forget? From the front pages of newspapers that did not even mention the observance of 9/11, And, Stephen, I remember when he's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Captain McCullough, by the way. I remember a few years ago when I think it was Pearl Harbor was approaching its 50th anniversary, and there was a rush of news stories that said, you know, had people forgotten? And 50 years, you think 50 years, you know, maybe you would forget something in 50 years. And there was a little bit of indignation. There was a little bit of outrage that, you know, the greatest generation could be swept aside by forgetting what happened in Pearl Harbor and the sacrifice that came in a 4-year, basically, in essence, war for us from that. The war in Afghanistan was well over 10 before the president, what I feel like surreptitiously, brought everybody home without necessarily military rationale for it. That's a different debate. But at the very minimum, it would be easy to argue that not only was the damage done on 9/11 more catastrophic and more immediate than what happened at Pearl Harbor, but it also launched us into a longer military response than any war previous. And to suddenly say 14 years down the road that a 10-year war, which it was only over, 3 years ago, technically, in the eyes of the current administration, that we've completely forgotten about it, that it escapes our front pages, that incoming college freshmen have no idea what this event was or what caused it or why the certain things. This seems to me to be a very concerning thing for our country. Because there's this classic saying that is very well known, but those that forget about history are doomed to repeat its mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the verge of where we are with Iran, about to give them $150 billion, knowing that they're the world's biggest exporter of terrorism. Even the president has admitted they'll use that money for that purpose. You look at what ISIS is doing and beheading people, everyone that disagrees with them. And you see what that's caused by way of the 11 million refugees escaping Syria and a couple million more escaping Iraq and all of the weight that is putting on the countries that are trying to take them. And now ISIS is even promising we're going to use the cover of those refugees to come in and create havoc in the countries where they are headed. It seems to me like we should be invested in not forgetting what happened on 9/11 all those years ago. Your reaction to that?
Yes and amen, O brother McCullough. Look, the kids at the school not knowing, I'm gobsmacked. I mean, that's just mind-blowing. It doesn't even matter what the school is.
Right.
But again, this is that itch I had to scratch on the program today. And my next question will kind of lend to the answer we seek, which is, did we get any phone calls? Is anybody out there? Does anybody care?
Yeah, I mean, and that's where we're at right now. I mean, no one's called, even though we're on 66 television markets and hundreds of radio stations. No one has called in response to even the question. 888-340-3373. Does America, has America forgotten? Are we in the process of saying it's not important to us anymore? Do you care? Those of you watching on television right now, does it even matter to you? 888-340-3373. It's a completely free call, but I think it's a worthwhile question because
no, it's fascinating, Kevin.
I'm approaching
this is fascinating.
With three children that are under five in the McCullough household right now, I realize that there will be no firsthand experience that they'll have to relate to this. And yet their mother and I, our relationship was largely formed around 9/11. What I was doing by way of working in talk radio and how I met her and where we went from all of that, my love for this very city that we broadcast from and why I wanted to end up coming here had much to do with wanting to come and be part of the city that had been hit on that day. But I don't know that, you know, unless I take the time to invest in the teaching that to my children, they're not going to have any clue. And if the schools aren't going to do any more than what they are evidently not doing now, I think that we're setting ourselves up for some trouble down the road.
Yeah, on a super simple level, it's kind of creepy we're even having this conversation. And meaning the idea that freshman college students would just draw a blank. Forget about, like, giving a wrong answer. The fact that college freshmen were going, I have no idea. that's just flabbergasting. That just floors me.
Well, and those that do generally tend to parrot what a couple of them did in that video, which was to say, well, it's about oil, it was about gas.
Right.
The one girl said gas. I mean, does she even know that oil gets refined before it's used? No. But that is revealing in and of itself. But the idea that George Bush made somebody mad and so they did this, or, you know, our interventionist policies is one kid did. I mean,
yeah,
this is the extension of what that generation is going to be left with in terms of understanding the terrorist conflict. Then we're swinging for the fences and missing by a mile. I mean, this is ugly.
Yeah.
888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. The question is very simple, and those of you watching at home or listening by way of the web or online or on radio tonight, what we want to know from you is not a complex question. It's a very simple one, but it's one we want you to be honest with. And there may be reasons why you may feel like, I don't want to answer that. Maybe you're a little bit ashamed. Maybe you've seen things in your community or in the people around you. Maybe you've seen how politically correct the country has become. I mean, there are those, Stephen, that are making the argument that we're invested in keeping the memories limited and quickly forgotten because there are, you know, things to be done, and especially if you have been friendly to the current administration. The current administration has been the most anti-Israel, anti-U.S., and pro-Muslim administration we've ever had. Is that why partially the observance of 9/11 has just been less and less important over time? I don't have the answer to that. We want to know from you, those of you watching and listening tonight. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. All three phone lines open, and we would love to talk to you. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. He's Stephen Baldwin, reporting from an underground bunker tonight. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're glad you're with
us. $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
See. All right, so we may have had some sort of problem with our phone lines because suddenly all three phone lines were lit and now they all hung up. So if you were on hold momentarily, we apologize. It was taking us too long to get to you. We will be more efficient with that. But give us a call back. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Have we forgotten 9/11? Is 9/11 being erased from the psyche of the American people? The number of major cities that ran any mention of it on the front page yesterday was astounding. Stephen, I could not believe some of the papers that you were naming that just had no reference to it whatsoever. That to me is, I mean, because we still put something on the front page when Pearl Harbor comes around or D-Day. I mean, there's observations of those things, even in brief mentions, right up front. The fact that we are only 14 years removed from 9/11 and nothing on the front pages of the New York Times, Chicago Tribune, L.A. Times. I mean, these are huge newspapers, and there should be something there reminding the public what that day is.
Yeah, this is why I said to you before, I mean, this is fascinating to me because if in the psychology of the nation, something's going on, like you said a little bit ago, you know, the duration of time in which people are going to forget things or want to forget things or this or that, are we now at a point sociologically and culturally where we got the iPhone, we got the app, we're moving so quickly now that maybe our memory is quantum leaping too, or the necessity of the need to remember these types of things? And I mean, it's fascinating to me because if something really even more supremely creepy is going on culturally about what we're talking about, I mean, to me it's like, whoa, man, like, are we at a place now in our human history where 9/11, you know, okay, well, it's not the 20th anniversary, so relax, what's the big deal?
Yeah, it'd be interesting to hear from people tonight because, friend, if you are listening, we really want to know from you, are we as a nation in a different place? Have we forgotten? Is it being expunged from the memory? I mean, obviously, if incoming college freshmen have no real idea of what it's about, who knows? Let's go to line three. Danny's calling from Tampa, Florida, watching Biz TV. Hi, Danny.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Steven. I haven't talked to you guys in a while. I moved and I couldn't get you guys. I lost you for a while, but I got you back on when I did my scan TV the other day. So
excellent.
Hallelujah on that.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. I think that 9/11 guys, I haven't forgotten about it. I don't think about it every day, but it was entrenched in my memory. That there's a lot of people who have forgotten it, and I'm not surprised that some of the newspapers didn't put it in their front page for some reason. I'm really not surprised about it. Maybe they just didn't want to dwell on it, or for whatever reason, or maybe, Kevin, it was a liberal conspiracy. Who knows? But that's what I think.
And all right, Dan, appreciate it. We're up against the clock for the end of the hour. Hour two on the way.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.